It's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papagano's Tri-State Forecast. Partly sunny, hot, humid today, lower 90s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Wednesday, cloudy with showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Thursday, showers and a thunderstorm, then cloudy, 75 to 80. And right now, Friday looks cloudy with some showers, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Sharon Audubon Center event has recognized excellence and announced an addition, as reported by Ruth Etstein yesterday on the Republican American Report. Both humans and wildlife were happy to be at Sunday's Raptors and Riesling released. Sharon Audubon, after a three-year hiatus due to COVID-19. The organization's large fundraisers offers visitors a close-up look and information about some of the center's residents, the release of wildlife back into freedom, a chance of conviviality and deluxe refreshments. This year's guests also got some interesting news. Michael Berger, executive director of Audubon Connecticut and New York, announced that a new building will be constructed at the center. Quote, it's time to put some polish on the gem, end quote. He went on to say, we'll be elevating the role of the center, allowing for the connection of academics to our mission. These are really exciting times for Sharon, end quote. Eileen Fielding, Sharon Audubon Center's executive director, added more good news. The site will be installing a MODIS tower for wildlife tracking that will allow each bird to have its own signal. Quote, just imagine the information we can get from one bird, end quote. This will let us target our conservation efforts. Main Street Group is urging Kent Board to talk to the Department of Transportation. A proposal has been made to the Board of Selectmen in Kent to address several traffic concerns with the State Department of Transportation. The Main Street Noise and Traffic Subcommittee presented its initial report to the Selectmen in May, explaining that changes in the volume of vehicular and pedestrian traffic warrant a number of adjustments to the speed limit, signs, crosswalk timing, and pylons, as well as the establishment of a school zone in the center of town. The group noted incongruities the Department of Transportation might not be aware of. The group urged selectmen to re-examine the report, ask questions, and then meet with the DOT representatives quickly so changes can be made. There's an urgency to the request because of trying to coordinate the work with the new sidewalk construction project that's underway on Main Street and a portion of Route 341 to the Housatonic River. A new clock has started on the fresh legal fight over PCB removal from the Housatonic River. From the Berkshire Eagle, lawyers are gearing up for the next and possibly last legal fight over the government's plan to remove toxic pollutants strewn into the Hudson River decades ago by the General Electric Company. This time, the legal authority on the other side of the bench will not work for the government's Environmental Protection Agency. Two environmental groups filed notice this month with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit that they want Boston Court to review the EPA's decision to grant a viable permit to remove PCBs from certain stretches of the river and its floodplain, and to bury most of the dredged sediments in an endangered wild landfill in Lee. Lawyers are gearing up for the next and possibly last legal fight over that plan to remove that toxic waste. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region this week. Region 1 Board of Education Hybrid Meeting on Technology is happening today at 3 o'clock. Right after that, the Board of Education has a special meeting at 6:30. In Salisbury, at 5 o'clock, the Salisbury Republican Town Committee. Meanwhile, also coming up in Kent, the Northwestern Connecticut Transit District Board of Directors special meeting is happening. Also, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting happens tomorrow at 4:30. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet tomorrow at 5:30. The American Rescue Plan Act meet tomorrow at 6:30. Cornwall's inaugural Pride Flag Raising Town Green Pine Street in Cornwall, inviting all to attend and amplify pride and love Wednesday, June 1st on the Town Green. With Cornwall's first official pride happening, the flag will fly all month for those to see and enjoy. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a special meeting coming up at the Northeast Town Hall in Millerton on Wednesday at 7:30. In Falls Village, a special Board of Selectmen's meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in person at the Senior Center. Coming up on Thursday, in Salisbury, the Pope Land Design Committee has a meeting at 10 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, there'll be a special Conservation Commission meeting. Now, conversations around death and dying will happen Thursdays at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village from 5 to 7 p.m. That starts June 2nd, continues weekly until July 7th. It's an opportunity for anybody interested in getting over their fears about death. Social distancing and or masks are welcome. Ancrum Planning Board has their meeting on June 2nd at 7 p.m. a.m. Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is Sunday, June 5th, from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Columbia County Fire Training Station in Ghent, New York. In Sheffield, the Select Board meeting happens on June 6th at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Household Hazardous Collection Day in Connecticut is June 4th from 9 until 12 noon, Falls Village Public Works Garage. It's good for residents in Falls Village, North Canaan, Colebrook, Cornwall, Goshen, Harrington, Kent, Litchfield, and Norfolk, Salisbury, Sharon, and Torrington. You must have a ticket to participate. You get that from your town hall by June 3rd, or you'll need to arrange to pick up a ticket with a selectman near offices. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find nightly dinner specials also. You'll find them at Facebook and on Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,212.96. The NASDAQ starts off today 12,131.13. And the S&P 500 at 4,158.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.